P-76. New Birchwood, New Kerguelen. Leisha's trip to Sanctuary, all things considered, had gone a lot better than it might have, particularly following the ominous moments when his craft and its passengers were pulled towards the ground by an unknown force. Leisha was simply glad to be free and coming home. That he and his human friends had discovered a new race of intelligent aliens who were not only friendly but full-on worshipped the humans as well as speaking the dominant language of Earth was a remarkable thing, even among every other discovery they had made in recent times, but right now, that wasn't what mattered. The purpose of Leisha's trip had been to convince his frightened planetmates that the mysterious gateway in their sky was not one through which the deceptive architects or any other existential threats would ever come. Calls to close or destroy this gate came in tandem with calls to close the other gateway at the edge of New Kerguelen's atmosphere, the one that served as the planet's only connection to Earth, and it was this prospect that had driven Leisha and the humans to take their leap of destiny. Minor discoveries in the hours prior to this leap had increased the group's confidence of surviving without incident, but they had all expected to return almost immediately, having simply shown that the gate itself was no threat and that no one was monitoring its other side. Given that they had left a scene on New Kerguelen with a swath of messengers gazing up at the gate and anticipating a quick return with just as much hope and a great deal more urgency than the relatively relaxed travelers felt themselves, Leisha worried that the hours he had spent on Sanctuary, however many there had been, which was difficult to judge in hindsight, since the various oddities he had encountered offered little in the way of a narrative or temporal baseline, may have stretched too long. The situation had been something of a powder keg, with he and his fellow gatecrossers' willingness to journey where none had gone before having placated rather than truly soothed the more fearful members of New Kerguelen's population. All Leisha could do as he prepared for the moment of his return leap was close his eyes and hold his breath, as he had always done when passing the much-traversed gate to and from Earth. When his eyes reopened, Leisha was safely home. But when those ordinarily warm eyes gazed down toward his planet's surface, Leisha was positively shaken to the core. For directly beneath him, the city of New Birchwood was burning to the ground.